party on the Capitol lawn, asking you which side you're on, drawing battle lines in this country. We're a rich nation full of boarded homes, crowded prisons, abandoned schools, poor folks with hard goals, rich folks with poor souls, undereducated and underhomed, underpaid but overloaned, clinging hard to what we own, trying to win the rat race. Oh, so you hate taxes on the working poor, unless of course they're for the war or put the wall along the border, but not for nurses or doctors. Priorities flips the way it looks to me, and I work hard as shit for my money, but I don't believe in an economy that forces folks to crawl. Tea party on the Capitol lawn, and Sarah Palin singing along, laughing all the way to the Pentagon. Party on the Capitol lawn, asking you which side you're on, drawing battle lines in this country. Oh, but there's something about our worldview, something about the lens we look through, that keeps us from building something new that works out better for more of us. Well, it's in the cracks where the levees broke, it's in the cash Goldman Sachs stole, it's in the fields of tomatoes where the legacy of slavery roams. It's a hatred born of jealous fear, a hatred born and bred right here, xenophobic and insecure with a deadly outcome. It's a racism that grows and thrives when religion's used to justify an endless list of human rights denied in the name of liberty. Tea party on the Capitol lawn, and the Christian terrorists are singing along, getting ready for the race war. Home, I say no, the ground that you're standing on, 'cause Arizona was Mexico and your grandparents were Europeans, and your national heroes like Thomas Paine were immigrants when they came and called themselves American, and that's how it's always been. No, Marie and Juan didn't steal your jobs, they were outsourced by Bill and Ron, as South America's wealth was robbed by US corporations. So when they dumped the tea in Boston, it was an attack against a corporation. So I don't see the connection between that story and yours. And Crispus Attucks and the Boston Dead weren't fighting for a white nation, they were fighting an occupation like the Iraq and Afghan wars. Tea party on the Capitol lawn, asking you which side you're on, drawing battle lines in this country.